This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah. So we have one more poem from one of the young sisters. This is by the other daughter, one of the other daughters of Sayyid Abd al-Fattah. Last week that he wasn't here when we recited that Huda's, but this is by Yusra, by Alawi. Ya Nur al-Alam, Ya Nur al-Qulubana. Never have I witnessed your lovely essence, yet I long to bask in your graceful presence. 1,446 years after all the blood, sweat, and tears, the 12th of Rabi al-Awwal blossomed bright, Allah's best mercy, Aish guiding light. He was honest, humble, and so kind, full of light, a soul refined. May peace and blessings be upon him. We rejoice in his guidance that fills us within. MashaAllah, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi sallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wa ala. What a blessing. Let's just take a moment to really show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be from those who have received the light of Sayyidina Muhammad, the light of his teachings, the light of his sunnah, the light of what it is that he bequeathed to the generation of the companions, who then were conduits for this light in every subsequent generation till this day and age, such that that light is still shining bright from the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what a blessing to be associated and to be affiliated in the very, very least way to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi sallam. All of the great people who came before us, if they're really considered to be great, no, that once that he was sent, sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi sallam, that he is the absolute unconditional benchmark for greatness. There is no greatness except that it is in relation to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi sallam. The people came before us who really knew this reality, and that they spoke about this in prose just as they spoke about this in poetry form. And one of the great poets who was fairly recent, who lived within roughly 100 years of the time that we are now living, the great Sheikh Yusuf bin Ismail al-Nabahani, that he said that encapsulating in verse that a portion of this meaning, Ana abdun li sayyid al-anbiya'i, I am a servant of the master of all of the prophets. Wa wala'i lahu al-qadimu wala'i. And my love that I have for him, that love is ancient. Ana abdun li abdihi. I am a servant of his servant. Wa li abdi abdi abdun. And a servant of his servant, servant, servant. Kada bi ghair intihai. Without any end. What does he mean by that? Yani, the very least affiliation to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the greatest honor for me of all. And he said in another poem, when he was speaking about the blessed sandals of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tamanna maqam al-qurbi minhu al-faraqidu, is that to be under those blessed sandals were the stars to be able to speak themselves. And the great constellations that we see in the sky, is that they would say with very eloquent words that I wish that I could have been under those blessed sandals of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Dara'iha sab'a samawatu kulluha. And everything in the seven heavens would say essentially the same thing. Not just the stars, everything that is in the seven heavens. Wa tijan al muluki hawasidu. And the crowns of kings would be envious. Yani, because normally the crown is placed upon the top of the head. But we only to realize what is in the blessed sandal of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we wish that we could have been underneath. These realities indicate to us something very important, is that the foundation of this deen is one of mahabbah, it's one of love, it's one of ta'alluq, it's one of connection, and it's one where we experience the beauty of that love and the beauty of that connection. If we listen very carefully to this beautiful poem that was just recited to us by our dear brother, Sayyidi Muhammad Sadiq, may Allah bless him, preserve him, and continue to put him in the service of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inspire him with words that move people's hearts, that he said to us a very deep meaning. Any tribulation that we have it can be replaced by our connection to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we didn't have a father, he can take the place of that. If we didn't have a mother, he could take the place of that. Anything that we seem to have lost, he can take the place of that sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anything that we seem that we could be afflicted with, that he can be a means for that's us to find that contentment and a cure in that. And this is part of the heart of the meanings of the first poem they recited after chapter 2. How he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is shifa. Everything about him is healing. That his very presence was healing. His words are healing. His spiritual light is a healing. His teachings are healing. Everything in his sunnah is a healing. But as the great Qadi Iyad said, is that you have to read the subtitle of his great book, Ash-Shifa, بِتَعْرِفِ حُقُوقِ الْمُصْطَفَى. It is by recognizing the great rights that the best of creation, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has over us, that we will realize that reality, how everything that is associated with him in reality is shifa. It is considered to be a healing. And this is one of the many intentions that we can make when we send the salawat upon the Blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make whatever intention that it is that you need to make for all of the different things that you are going through. Now, the very best intention of all that we can make is to pray upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, send salawat upon him, because he deserves that we send salawat upon him, because we've been commanded to do so. This is the very best intention. And closely related to that is what Sidi Abdulaziz al-Dabbagh says, out of mahabba and ta'zeem, is that we pray upon him sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of love and out of esteem for him. And we do so because we've been commanded to do so, and he deserves that we pray upon him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the more that we focus upon that tension in reality, everything else will be given to us. From the reality of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us upon the tongue of his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with those inspired words, إِذَنْ يُغْفَرْ ذَنْبُكْ وَيُكْفَ هَمَّكْ. Because that if we completely devote ourselves to salawat upon him, our sins will be forgiven. And all of our hamum, all of our worries, all of our problems, our anxiety, our troubles, all of the different ways that you can translate this word in grief and keep listing the world's words, all of this will be taken care of from the blessing of sending salawat upon Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let's make an intention to write down the various intentions that we want to make. If you're going through something difficult in your life, that write it down. I'm going to send salawat on that intention. If you're going through some type of health issue, write that down. If you feel tired all of the time, write that down. Any condition that you have, anything that you are going through, anything also that it is that you want to attain. Is it if you suffer from a weak memory, you want to memorize better, that if you want to that receive blessing in your time, make that intention as well. That if you want to get an opening in sacred knowledge, write that down as well. Is it if you want your heart to become pure, write that down well. If you know that you're struggling with a particular vice, a particular disease of the heart that you are aware of, that you want to overcome, whether it is hasid or kibr or ujub or riya, whether it's envy, or arrogance, or vanity, or that ostentation, make the intention to send salawat. List your intentions, that, Ya Rab, these are the things that I know that are my hajat, these are my needs. And in addition to the most important foundational intentions, I'm going to make these blessed intentions when sending salawat upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you will find is that the doors then start to open. In any month and in any time, but especially in times like these, in this blessed month of Rabi' al-Awwal, we always dedicate ourselves to the teachings of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we especially dedicate ourselves to the teachings of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this month, to the remembrance of him in this month. And unfortunately this year is that for certain reasons we weren't able to that put on the daily motives and for the community like we have, but we all need to make tawbah because this is from our sins. This is from our shortcomings. May Allah forgive us. May Allah Ta'ala forgive me first and foremost. And may this never happen again. We had a custom of celebrating this every single day. Sometimes there were multiple motives every single day. We're going to get back to that never in the year. We're going to get back to that next year. And if any of us die from now until next year, please revive this. And if any of us die the year after, please, those that come later, revive it after them until Yom Al-Qiyamah, as long as this space is available for people to celebrate and to show their joy in Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is not going to happen again, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. But it's from our shortcomings and our sins that we fell short this year. But inshallah ta'ala, that we hope and we're going to at least make an intention that's not going to happen again. We're going to, that at least one a day, if not multiple times, we will figure out the growing community and the numbers and all of that, and the food and the logistics and all of that, not to scare the programs team. We'll figure it out one way or another, even if we have to do that work ourselves. The point is that it's not possible for us to fall back on something that is foundational. This is a month where we especially show this joy. We especially that delight and have happiness in our hearts, believing, as some people have heard the Prophet ﷺ say in the dream world, is that man fariha bina farihna bih. One of the great ways that we know that our Prophet ﷺ is happy with us is that we are happy with him. One of the ways that we know his heart has inclined towards us is that our heart inclines towards his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And once we realize the meaning of that, when the heart of Sayyidina Muhammad inclines towards someone, it's not like the heart of someone else. When the hanan, when the tahannun, the compassion and the mercy of the heart of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that moves in the direction of someone in a metaphorical way, because when we're talking about something internally, it's not attributed to outward movement. This is the source of the greatest good. And in fact, it is the source of that experience that is paradisical in nature, which is the greatest experience that someone could have here in this world in relation to their encounter with the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the more that these attachments develop, the more that we have clarity about who Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, the more that these meanings come to life in our heart and we nurture them and water them, the more then that we will have an opportunity to see him and be with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The scholars laid out for us the way to do this. And in terms of how to attain that, they're fairly simple. We know what they are. We dedicate ourselves to studying his sacred law and to put it into practice. And in addition to that, we have ta'zeem. We honor his sunnah. Every single aspect of his sunnah is great. Every one of them. From the ones that seem to me small to the ones that we know are great. And then we have a concern for his ummah and do our best to spread the good that we know he taught us and left behind for us to his ummah. And then that our hearts become attached to him and love him. And then you could add just yet another one, which is to have adab and to have manners with his family and to also especially be in their service. If we do these various things, time won't pass except that the veils will be lifted between us and Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to love you, do we realize what that means? If Rasulullah loves you, that means that all of the prophets and messengers love you. That means that all of the companions, from Sayyidina Abu Bakr to the last companion, and there was likely well over 124,000 companions, that if the Prophet ﷺ loves you, all of his family, from Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Fatima and Sayyidina Hassan and Hussein, until the end of time, they will all love you. All of the awliya of his ummah will also love you. If the best of creation and all of the inhabitants of heaven, all of the angels will love you. And if he loves you, most importantly of all, it is a sign that the Lord of the heavens and the earth loves you. Allah wallahu wa rasuluhu ahaqqu in yurduhu in kanu mu'mineen. Because when he is content with you, it is a sign that the Lord of the heavens and the earth is content with. May Allah ta'ala bless us to be able to live in a way and to die in a way that we attain the love of our Prophet, and that we become beloved to him, and that of course that we love him, but it's more important that he loves us, and that we also attain his contentment that ultimately leads to the contentment of our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, and may these gatherings nurture the hearts and to be a means for these meanings to that penetrate to the depths of our being. Ya arhamar rahimin wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.